The British government is set to follow Australia's lead and introduce plain packaging for cigarettes. It's based on a report that heavily referenced the experience here and found it was likely to reduce the number of children taking up the habit. Earlier this week, Philip Morris said it was pulling out of cigarette manufacturing in Australia, but didn't blame plain packaging for the move. And the tobacco industry says there's not a shred of evidence that it has had any effect. Europe correspondent Barbara Miller reports.
The UK government's been under fire for stalling on the decision to introduce plain packaging. The hesitation led to angry exchanges last year in Parliament, with the opposition accusing the Prime Minister David Cameron's election adviser, the Australian Linton Crosby, of lobbying the government not to go down that path. Mr Crosby's company's associations with the tobacco industry were raised. Now the Conservative Health Minister Jane Ellison is just about sure that plain packaging will be introduced in England.
In light of this report and the responses to the previous consultation in 2012, I am therefore currently minded to proceed with introducing regulations to provide for standardised packaging. However, in order to ensure that that decision is properly and fully informed, I intend to publish the draft regulations alongside a final short consultation.
The report was authored by the health advisor, Sir Cyril Chantler. He concedes that there are, in his words, limitations to the evidence currently available as to the likely effect of standardised packaging on tobacco consumption. He says it could take years to establish what effect the measure has had in Australia. However, he concludes that it is highly likely that standardised packaging would reduce the rate of children taking up smoking and implausible that it would increase the consumption of tobacco. Sarah Wollaston, a Conservative MP and doctor, is convinced.
Professor Chandler's looked at the evidence very carefully. He's visited Australia and he's quite clear that this is an important contribution. And this is the last legal form of advertising.
The tobacco industry says it's disappointed. In a statement, British American Tobacco says in Australia, tobacco sales have increased since the introduction of plain packaging, the decline in smoking rates has slowed down, and the statement says sales in illicit tobacco have increased. British American Tobacco didn't have a spokesman available, but referred us to Simon Clark, chair of the pro-tobacco lobby group Forest.
We think that the government should wait and see what the outcome is in Australia over perhaps 3 or 5 years. There's not a shred of evidence that children start smoking because of packaging. Children start smoking because of peer pressure. Perhaps there's the influence of family members. But until very recently, nobody suggested that packaging was an issue. It's simply the next logical step, as the tobacco control industry sees it, into denormalising a perfectly legal product. And it's totally wrong.
If the British government does push ahead now with plain packaging, it could be introduced next year, just before the general election. This is Barbara Miller in London, reporting for AM.